The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Baptism today. And we're especially delighted this morning to welcome Chloe and her mum and dad and members of the McMurrin and McNally families, as later in our service we look forward to welcoming Chloe into the family of the church through Holy Baptism. Just a few notices for the week that is to come. On Tuesday evening at 7:30, the officers from the BB are going to be meeting in the sexton's room at 7:30 on Tuesday evening. You'll have seen on the way in that our service of Holy Communion with prayers for those who are sick is on Wednesday morning at 10:30. Our parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. And next Sunday, our services are morning prayer at 11 o'clock and evening prayer at 7. Most people, I think, will be aware, not everybody, that this year St. Finian's are celebrating our 90th anniversary. And the anniversary weekend falls on the weekend of the 9th, 10th and 11th of September. And on Saturday, the 10th of September, from 2 to 4, we're looking forward to having a community fun day. And we're looking forward to welcoming members of the local community into the grounds of the church. And we're going to have various activities and events taking place. We need lots of help to run this day. And there is a list at the back of the church. And if you can put down your name and your phone number, there'll be plenty of jobs to do. But if you can help us, we'd be really grateful for your help on the 10th of September. And we're looking forward to a very special weekend, that weekend, as we celebrate our 90th anniversary of witness here in this place. So we're going to begin our worship this morning as we sing together our opening hymn, which is Sing of the Lord's Goodness.
The service of Holy Baptism. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they have publicly confessed this faith, they will be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. Would the congregation please be seated? At this point, John and I are going to move to the font, and you can continue to watch the service on the screens. Parents and godparents, please stand. And so we come to the presentation. We welcome she who comes to be baptized. I invite her sponsors to present her now. Who do you present to be baptized? I have some important questions to put to you. Parents and godparents, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Chloe for baptism and answer on her behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage her in the life and faith of the Christian community? In baptism, this child begins her journey in faith. You speak for her today. Will you care for her and help her to take her place within the life and worship of Christ Church? And our special collect prayer for today. Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed are those who observe and keep your law. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, to delight in your commandments, and to walk in the glorious liberty given us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And our Bible reading this morning comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And we stand to sing our next hymn, Abba, Father, and we'll sing it twice.
Amen.
And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's always a joy to welcome a new member into the church family through holy baptism. And today, as we look forward in a few moments to welcoming Chloe into the family of this church, we also want to welcome especially all her family and friends as we gather around her on this special day. And we know her family in England who are unable to be with us today are joining us online, and we're delighted that they too can share in the service. You're welcome from across the miles. It's great to have you with us. One of the things that always really strikes me on an occasion like this is the incredible potential that lies before us in this incredible little person that we're going to meet in a few moments. Who knows what Chloe will grow up to be or to become as we invite God into the very center of her life? Chloe has already brought incredible light and joy and happiness through her arrival into the world. And as the light of Christ takes root in her life, what possibilities, we wonder, are before her on this special day? One of the things that I noticed when I had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with Chloe and her parents during the week is that she's beginning to make some sounds. And she's beginning to try to start to talk. She takes absolutely everything in, and she was telling us all these incredibly animated stories as we sat around talking a little bit about today's service during the week. And as Chloe learns to talk and to express her ideas, I think there are some incredible words and ideas in today's Bible reading that we would all love to see Chloe understand and to express in her life as she grows up. And the first idea that we see coming across in those verses from the prophet Isaiah is the idea of praise and thanksgiving. And as the prophet Isaiah is thinking about his own life and about the relationship that God has with his people, Israel, he speaks in those verses about being filled with praise and thanksgiving. And if you're someone who's here this morning who listens to the news, you'll know that there hasn't been a lot of really good news this week. Many people are rightly concerned about rising interest rates and the increased cost of living, which is spiraling. And there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety about all sorts of things in the world, between tensions in China and Taiwan to the war in Ukraine, and who might or might not become our next prime minister and what that might mean for all of us. And in the midst of all those anxieties or concerns, and we shouldn't dismiss or underestimate their significance, we can lose sight of these important words, praise and thanksgiving. See, the prophet Isaiah, who wrote these words, he was no stranger to hard times. He experienced a lot of opposition, a lot of misunderstanding, as he tried to call people back from living their own way to living this new life of faith and trust in God. And so living a life of praise and thanksgiving is about seeing the bigger picture. It's about counting our blessings. It's about giving God our praise for the many blessings he has given us, which we often take for granted. And so I think on a day like today about the basics that so many of our world don't enjoy. Things like a roof over our head, the health and strength that enables us to come through the doors this morning. I think about the people who love us and the faithfulness of our God who promises to walk alongside us no matter what we face. So let's try to sow that kind of perspective into Chloe's life, that she would grow up to be a young woman who is grateful and ready to offer her thanks and praise for all the good things in her life. The second idea that comes through in these verses is trust in God. Isaiah says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." And one of the beautiful things when we become part of a community of faith is that together, as a community, we learn and we discover what it means to trust God in our lives. And one of the very inspiring things in my line of work is that I get to spend time with people who are going through all sorts of things. Indeed, sometimes some of life's most difficult and challenging moments. Sometimes they're journeying through illness, or maybe they've experienced painful loss or bereavement. Maybe things are not easy in their school or their university or their workplace. And it is in those testing times that the people of God still put their trust in God. And together as a community of faith, we learn to believe that there's a life beyond this life. And we experience the love and the care of God, even in these difficult moments, through the love and care of our fellow members of the congregation. We learn as a community of faith about bringing our concerns and our fears to God through prayer. And so this word trust, which Isaiah emphasizes, is such an important word. It's a very, very special thing to learn to trust in the God who loves you and believes in you. And that's what we would love to see Chloe have the opportunity to do through Sunday school or toddlers or other activities, as she has the opportunity to grow up in a church family along with all who teach her and all who give her that example at home. And the last idea that runs through these verses, which I think is really important, is the word salvation. That's a big word that we often use in church, but when we translate it from the original Greek, essentially it's a word that means wholeness or well-being. And that wholeness or well-being comes from a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And as Isaiah is writing these verses this morning, he says, with joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. And so one of the central aspects of any church's life and existence is our capacity and our desire to share this well-being with other people. If we have found peace or wholeness with God ourselves, how can we deepen that knowledge and learn to pass it on to others? And that's where resources, again, like prayer or Bible readings or even apps for our phone, like Lectio 365 or Lectio for Families or the Bible in 1 Year. Things like this can give us Bible readings and explanations in short, manageable chunks that help us to appreciate the depth and the beauty of this well of salvation that we're invited to drink from. So today, as we celebrate this special day with Chloe, I wonder, can we all embrace these simple ideas in our lives? Can we be a people of praise and thanksgiving? Can we deepen our trust in God's love? And can we experience his salvation? Amen.
We come now to the decision. There's some more important questions to answer. Parents and godparents, I ask you, do you turn to Christ? Do you then renounce the devil and all his works? Will you obey and serve Christ? Would the congregation please stand? I put this question to you. You have heard these, our brothers and sisters, respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
We will support them.
So we're going to invite you to come to the font. So first of all, we're going to bless the water for Chloe's baptism. And as we bless the water, we hear all about the special place of water throughout the scriptures. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection, and through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. And now we ask you to sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, she may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may she walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And now we're going to ask everybody to profess the faith of the church, and you'll find the creed that we share as Christian believers in a question and answer form, and it will appear. And so I ask, do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Now we're going to invite you to come in to the font. I'm going to ask you to pass Chloe over here. This is the testing moment. And we're going to ask if you would name your child. Chloe Marion, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and I sign you with the sign of the cross. Chloe, today Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross, live as a disciple of Christ, fight the good fight, finish the race, keep the faith, confess Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and look for his coming in glory. And as we welcome Chloe into the family of the church, we join in our prayer. When God, Chloe, today has called you into his church, we therefore receive and welcome you as a member with us of the body of Christ, as a child of the one heavenly Father, and as an inheritor of the kingdom of God. And as we welcome Chloe into the family of the church, we're going to sing our next hymn, Father, Now Behold Us.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you that Chloe has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that she may grow in the faith in which she has been baptized. Grant that she herself may confess it when she comes to be confirmed, and grant that she may bear witness to it by a life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in her, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A special prayer for Chloe's home and for her family. Almighty God, we ask you to bless Chloe's home and give such grace and wisdom to her parents and godparents and grandparents and all who have the care of her, that by their word and good example, they may teach her to know and love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We also want to pray this morning for churches around the world to demonstrate these important qualities we heard about in our Bible reading today. Lord, we ask you to help us to be a thankful people who can see and appreciate all that you have done for us in Christ. Help us to learn to trust you even when we can't see you and the circumstances we find ourselves in are difficult. And help us to experience that wholeness and well-being that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. We pray that all these things would drive our attitudes and our actions in this place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we also want to pray this morning for a de-escalation of tension and conflict around the world, for influential people to speak for peace and to call people to it in all the troubled places around the world. And we pray that your Spirit would be at work to guide and to bring this about. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We also want to pray today for all known to us who are sick or in distress of any kind. We pray for your comfort and your help and your healing and peace to fill the lives of all who are in our thoughts and on our minds as we come to church today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we join all our prayers together in the prayer our Savior Christ has taught us, our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. One of the things we believe about holy baptism is that God's Spirit comes to dwell within us and to begin that process of making us more like Jesus, a process that goes on right throughout our lives. And so we're going to sing about that in our next hymn as we sing, May the Mind of Christ My Savior.
Thank you.
We're going to bow our heads for God's blessing. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Now we're going to just invite you to turn and join in our responses as we light Chloe's baptismal candle. Now I'm going to invite Angela on behalf of the Mothers Union to make a presentation to Chloe's family.
For Natalie and Robert and the wider family, this is given on behalf of the Mothers Union to bless little Chloe in her way, and may you as a family be blessed on the journey ahead.
I'm going to just invite everybody to join in our responses as we invite Chloe to bring the light of Christ into the world. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. Chloe, today you have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. And our closing hymn for today's service is God Whose Almighty Word.